Oh, yeah. Are you shocked that Adam Levine is being accused of having an affair right now? Maybe not. You know, I've always said he doesn't have the most squeaky clean, at least looking image. Wouldn't you agree? But there's one person I know that you're waiting on his commentary. Of anybody that has not had an official word made yet about the situation, it is my father, Jimmy Mack. And he'll take it on today as Jimmy Mack reviews the news for this Friday show.
Hi, my name's Kramer, and I am proud to admit that I am a mama's boy.
You're not just any mama's boy. You're a certified mama's boy. And this is the Certified Mama's Boy Podcast.
What's up? By the way, I mentioned later on the show, this is the 577th episode. This is actually the 579th episode. 579 episodes we've done a Certified Mama's Boy, which is like, what? So crazy. We're a daily podcast, by the way. Today is the 23rd of September. Said it wrong yesterday. Sorry. And we got three principles on the show. In case you're new, it's live, laugh, love your mom. That means we live our lives out loud. We laugh a lot. And we love my mom, my co-host, Nancy Yancey. Hi, Mom.
Hi, honey.
All right. You want to hear some radio drama?
Oh, dear.
Yeah, you better say yes, because it's all we got planned
for today. Because I'm going to anyway.
Yeah. I mean, I just don't know if this happens in normal industries or not, because, you know, I've mostly only worked in radio, but there is a radio viral, like internal, there's a Instagram account called Shitty Radio Jock. That's what it's called, Shitty Radio Jock. And it's basically like calling out radio people. Like, but like for like this, the stupid things they're doing, you know what I mean? Mm. Like the way their industry's killing itself basically and making bad decisions and kind of a parody of itself.
Mm.
But there is a story that I saw on there that everybody's kind of talking about this week. And I'm like, sadly, what you're about to hear is not abnormal for the radio industry. And I just didn't know in every industry is this something that might be a normal conversation. So this is a morning show. He's now been fired, by the way. It was in St. Louis. I think it's called The Viper. 100.7, The Viper. From what I can understand from this is a break went south live, and then he did not like the way this went. This is a man talking to a female. She was smart enough to hit record on her phone. And so this is just a behind the scenes radio show conversation that happened. Listen to this.
Listen, you're a fat, nasty, and you don't bring up on air. When I hear that, you're a fat. I don't care if you're
like that, guys. Come on, man.
Serious?
I let it go yesterday.
But you called me stupid for the
because
second
who
time.
Who brought up the stupid subject? You
wasn't a stupid
you
subject.
You were making fun of me because I was dealing with the computer.
Chris was, too. It wasn't just me.
No,
Chris
wasn't.
Was. Yes, he said, oh, my God, it's going to be here
anything.
In 3 weeks.
He didn't say anything on air.
Yes, he did. Go back and
you
listen. He was
history.
Laughing when
you
I did it.
You have a history of attacking me on air.
No, I don't. You have a history of attacking me on air. Are you kidding?
You and your big fat looking at. Don't come back.
Really?
You
You're not my boss.
Well,
I come
and I'll call you a every day.
Okay, good
You're
for
a fat, self-righteous.
That's me.
And every day that you come in this studio, I will call you what you are.
Oh.
Fat, nasty bitch. And
okay.
The only reason you have this job is because of me.
Mick, stop.
Okay.
Stop.
Wow.
I've told Chris five times.
I understand.
And by the way, I reported your nasty five times to Chris. About what you do on this radio. You attacked
what
me.
What have
constantly.
I done five different times?
You've attacked me four or five times. And Chris,
I've
yes,
never attacked you. You've yelled at me twice, and this is the second time in Britain now.
The problem is that you think that whatever you do is right.
No, I don't. I will totally own it. You're literally explaining
you no
yourself.
Reason to bring up and to attack me on air yesterday, and you did.
I did not attack you. Grow the f up. Grow up.
Grow up, you fat.
It's bad radio when you keep bringing up your computer.
When you don't even know radio.
Yes, I do.
You're a dumb.
Okay. I'm a dumb.
You don't even know the topics we talk about because you're stupid. You think you're special because you went to Villa, but you're nothing.
Okay. I think you're talking about yourself.
You're trash.
Okay. Grow up.
You don't attack other people on air. Don't
you do it all the time.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
Give me an example.
You tell Chris all the time.
Give me an example.
Yesterday, you made a comment about how it's okay.
You get the point.
I can see why he got fired.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness gracious.
Sadly though, here's the sad point of this is that kind of conversation is not wildly abnormal from how radio shows usually go.
Good like, gosh.
I can tell you that, and I'm not even saying that I'm innocent. God, when I used to work with Holly and Miguel, we'd have blowouts. And I mean, I wouldn't be like that. That was a lot.
Oh,
but
yeah,
I would, you know, at age 25, I could really be verbally really bad. But every show that I've been on, I swear to God, like it can get that nasty. Jess and I have had like a blow up or two, but nothing to like that extent. We had just one thing last year. That was like kind of bad, I guess, but nothing to like what I've experienced with other radio shows. So like I hear that, right, and I play it back and I'm like, how normal is that? Like, is that typical of other industries as well? Like, do people get into screaming matches? Like, I heard one not too long ago. It wasn't our show, but there was another show in our building that got into it.
Wow.
And I could just hear it from, you know, down the hall. You know, just I think you've got a lot of precious egos in radio and they don't like to. This guy, obviously misogynistic, right? Like you could tell he was just going in on her because she was a woman. Good. Apparently she said something. She made fun of him and he didn't like it. And he's just too precious to handle it. And, you know, Mom, did that ever happen at Rainbow Village?
Are you kidding me? No.
Have you ever been in a professional situation before where people are like screaming, yelling at each other?
No.
But you work at a church and you worked at a
nonprofit.
A nonprofit.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard of like other industries doing that? Because I hear it and I'm like, okay, yeah. What else? Like, what else is going on? You know, like what else is the big news for today? You know.
Wow.
Yeah.
No. I don't know.
I'd love to hear. Well, I'm just genuinely curious if maybe in your industry. That is normal. Like, is that the normal behavior method that people use? Like, you may have had a boss that yells at you, like, because I guess I'm just like conditioned to it at this point, you know? Like, I'm just kind of used to the chaos.
I can't
chaos.
Imagine now, anyone ever speaking to me that way.
No, I mean, and here's the thing. I wouldn't tolerate it now.
Oh.
But would I tolerated in the past from not only employers, but coworkers? Absolutely. But I mean that's one thing that Jess and I made a pact when we moved here was like there's going to be no like shitty attitudes, and we're not perfect. We still have our days, but like
but I that's verbally abusive.
Yeah, it's wild, right? So anyway, guy got fired, by the way. He was a TV anchor in St. Louis as well. He lost both of his jobs.
Imagine. Wow.
That's the news from the radio world today. On our show, though, we will we'll focus on some little victories, something hopefully much more positive. Mom, you got a little victory for this week. By the way, if you're new to our show, little victories is something we do on Friday. We encourage you to do the same thing. Just think about something small that you can celebrate, something small that you accomplished this week that just makes you feel like, okay, I did it. Like again, I don't want to hear about your new job. I don't want to hear about your new baby. You know, big surgeries. I just want to hear about little victories that have happened this week. Mom?
I think it's our little victory for this week. And that is that we had a water leak because we had a really expensive water bill and we knew it was somewhere outside. And we were fearful that we were going to have to replace our entire water line. We couldn't find it ourselves. But hallelujah, the plumber came. It was a minor leak. He fixed it and within an hour, and we got a rebate back from the water company for that bill was for the same amount that we paid the plumber.
That's good.
So that's a really good little victory for this week.
That's the worst, by the way. I had that happen to me a couple times when I owned my house in San Diego. Like you get your water bill and it's like $500 and you're like, well, I'm surprised they gave you a rebate though. Like or a refund.
They'll do it one time.
Didn't know that.
Yeah. It's really great.
My little victory actually turned out to be a not so little victory.
Oh,
I was really proud of myself. You know, I check my mailbox once a month, and I never. This is why I don't check my mailbox.
Your snail because, mailbox.
Yeah. So I always feel like there's nothing good. There's nothing good going on in that thing, man. Nothing that I need to know is ever going to pop up in that thing. So I finally did, and I always feel accomplished when I do that, right? Because I go through like literally like a month's worth of mail. And it just, it's just, I feel like it sits on my shoulders when I know it's full, you know? So I went there, what is Tuesday, got my mail, got everything out of it, mostly garbage, right? Mm-hmm. But I had a letter from a frigging collection agency. So like I was feeling all like accomplished. Every time I check the mail, it's just never, nothing ever good comes in the mail, right? Like, can you agree that nothing good ever comes in the mail? Like,
no,
like every now and then I'll get some surprise, but mm-hmm. like I got a $35 check for the state of California last week. I was like, that's cool.
Oh, that's cool.
Or last month, but so I owe $102. This was, remember when I fell and hit my head and had the weird ear thing? I had to go to Johns Hopkins.
Yes.
Well, I guess I guess they didn't get all the money they needed. So, oh. And I,
I
think it was like this spring.
Oh,
I don't remember it being cold out when it was. Okay. It wasn't summer, but it was probably spring, probably 6 months ago. Collections letter, $102 I owe Johns Hopkins. So like my little victory turned into like a but I'm glad that my mailbox is is cleaned out. One more thing I want to talk about before we get to our quote for today is your friendship legacy. Like how will like certain friends remember you? Is there a certain, and it could be good, it could be bad, you know, like hopefully it's good. Mm-hmm. My mom found out today though that her friendship legacy with a friend, when's the last time you saw this friend, mom?
When I graduated from high school in 1970.
Okay, so it's been 50 years. Mm-hmm. 52 years since mm-hmm. you've seen this woman. Mm-hmm. And this was the first piece of legacy that came. It just makes me wonder, like, if I were to meet from friends from high school, like, what's the first thing, the first story they would remember about me? And this is like, oh, such a weird chance one-off meeting anyway.
Yes.
What happened?
So I was in line at Marshall's, and this woman that was checking out just kept looking at me and kind of smiling, and I thought, this woman looks like she needs to talk to me. Yeah. And so sure enough, as soon as she checked out, I was still in line. She walked over and she said, are you Nancy? And I said, yes. And she said, well, I'm Betty. Do you remember me? And I sort of looked at her, but I wouldn't have known her from Adam's house cat, as they say. And I said, I'm not sure. And she said, from high school. She said, do you ever see anybody from high school anymore? And I said, well, no, not really. But then it came to me who she was. And I just cracked up. Oh, my God. We were really good friends in eighth grade. And after I started high school, we weren't as close. But we were always close friends.
Yeah.
And I said, oh, my God. I said, my craziest memory of times with you was the time that you and I were walking down the street in Norcross, and I was being a busybody and looking back at someone, and I ran into a foam pole and broke my glasses. and she remembered that. I mean,
that's how you were going to be remembered from that woman.
Exactly. That's, the crazy
that's
girl.
That's the legacy.
That's it. The crazy girl Nancy that Auntie broke her glasses.
She was spying on another woman.
I don't remember what was going on, but it was something that, you know, I was definitely being nosy and looking back.
I just wonder, like what most of my friends, if I saw from high school,
yeah,
would remember, like, what's like the one memory you have of me?
Yeah.
You know, hopefully it's a good one, you know? Yeah. God. I hope after all that it'd be a good memory, right? Lord. Okay. Let's do our quote for today then, Mom.
Okay. It's Fun Friday. So it's from Joan Rivers. And I can really relate to this and you'll understand why. My daughter and I are very close. We speak every single day. And I call her every day and I say the same thing. Pick up. I know you're there.
Yeah. Man, there was a time. It's not necessarily you as much as it is Dad.
Oh, jeez.
I just sometimes, y'all, I just don't think you understand. Like, again, your world is much smaller than ours. I just don't think our parents, yes, like, understand the, we don't always have the availability to just stop and have a conversation about something. And usually, like, if it's my dad calling me, I know it's going to be some type of, like, nonsensical, you know what I mean? Like, where are my shorts? Like, I don't. The levels
not
of
going
the lake,
to be earth shattering.
Yeah. Hey, call me back. I also don't know that most people talk to their family every day either. I mean, before this podcast, how often did you and I talk, really? Once a week?
Oh, no, not that often. Maybe once every couple of weeks.
You think so?
Yeah. Talk? We text a lot.
Yeah.
But to have a conversation? Much, yeah, we would text a few times a week. But to have a conversation, no. Especially when you were married.
Yeah. But I'm Maggie, more... hell, Maggie calls y'all, what, 10 times a day? Once an hour, on the hour? She's like a, checks in. What's up? What's the latest?
She does still call a lot. But I think that's the difference in boys and girls. Your brother doesn't call much either.
How often does he call you?
Oh, gosh. Maybe once every 2 months.
Okay.
So you know, but we have our conversations on, I shouldn't say that, because we have our group conversation on Sundays.
Yeah.
And that's family, really good.
I can't believe that group call is still going on.
Our family call. Well, we started it for you.
Yeah, I didn't ask for it, but,
but never asked for that. We wanted you to be connected. Case, it's when you were going through your divorce.
The Yancey family decided, I think this is before, I think I was still married when we put this on. I think this is after the big fight in San Diego. We had to go sit around a table in La Jolla and talk everything out. I'm pretty sure that's when the family call started, was then. I don't think it was. Was that post-divorce? I don't think so.
Oh.
I don't remember.
Well, that family meeting was.
Was it? Okay, anyway. So we just had this family call. That's one thing I can't believe that's still happening. I was talking to my mom yesterday, too. And sorry, now this is a complete sidetrack before we get to commercials. But I was like, can you still believe that we're doing this podcast?
No, it's crazy.
How'd that come up? I forget how that conversation even came up yesterday.
Because I was talking to someone at Rainbow Village and she was saying, are you still doing that podcast with your son? Oh, and yeah. I said, well, as crazy as it sounds, there have been over 500 episodes now. And she goes, oh, my God, that's amazing. She said, I would love it if my son would do something like that with me.
Oh, so nice.
I was like, yeah, it's pretty special.
See? Mm-hmm. All those times you get all, you know, 5 o'clock rolls around, you might roll your eyes some days. But there's a lot of moms that wish they had a podcast with their son, probably.
I enjoy it.
I just can't believe we're still doing it. I mean, not even in the sense of like, that's not coming from like a bad place at all. Like, I'm glad we're still doing it. But the fact that like we can still, like people still listen to this.
Yeah.
It like blows my mind, you know?
Nonsense.
This is a crazy concept that I just had sitting at my kitchen table when I got fired. And I was like, eh, let's try it. And here we are. Literally, this is episode 577, I think.
All together,
we have about 50 more. So about 625 episodes of Certified Mama's Boy content, which is just like crazy.
Wow.
Anyway, all this is to say thank you for keeping us on and letting us continue to grow the show. It's been fun. And honestly, I feel like it's been a great way for my mom and I to connect. I don't know that we would have connected it's kind of a bizarre way.
We for sure would not talk every day.
No, we would not. Mm-hmm. If I'm not getting paid, I'm not talking to you every day. I'm just kidding. if we're not recording a show, I have no interest.
I'll take whatever I can get, you know?
Oh, man. Yeah, we love it. So thank you to AG1, by the way, for being on our podcast this week. AG1 is a powder you take every single morning. And my mom and I both had different results, but great results. You literally take it. It's got 75. Just imagine this. Comes in a little tub. You open our little bag and you open it up and you get 75 high quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to help you start your day out right. A lot, right? Mm-hmm. You ain't gonna get that from just your regular, you know, going to McDonald's for breakfast. Like, you're gonna get some good stuff to start your day out right. If you're looking to improve your gut health, your nervous system, your immune system, your energy, your recovery, your focus, your aging, all the things, That's what AG1 focuses on. All the things, literally. Like I did it, and I did it for digestion. I don't know. I got oddly, what's another word for constipated? It doesn't matter. Oddly constipated for a while, and
you had digestive issues.
Yeah, I had digestive issues. And so that was, it's been really helpful to just keep me regular. My mom, you know, she was having issues with sleep.
Right.
And you say you're sleeping so much better because of it. So maybe you'll try it out for any of those reasons and those reasons above. It's only, it's less than $3 a day. So it's pretty, you know, it's pretty economical for all those things that you're getting. Think about that. Think if you were to just go get like a green smoothie, those things are like $12, you know, versus getting all these things for just less than $3 a day. Plus it's got 7,000 five-star reviews, and to make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free 1-year supply of immune supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you got to do is go to athleticgreens.com/Kramer. Again, it's athleticgreens.com/Kramer. Take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. Also, we want to give you a word from our sponsor, BetterHelp, today. BetterHelp is online therapy that I am a proud member of, and I hope that you will be too. You don't really need a reason to go to therapy. I mean, there's always, obviously, I'm sure that right now, if I said like, hey, think of a reason of a time, it may not even be right now, a time that you really could have used somebody else in your corner. I mean, that's really what it feels like to me. It's like you've got somebody else in your corner that's helping you go through life. And they're not biased. Like, I know my mom's always going to give me a nicer perspective than probably the truth, but that's just how she is. And I like that. Some days I like that. You know what I mean? Like, some days I need that. I need a little sugar coating. But sometimes it's nice just to have somebody unbiased, completely look at your situation. Could be your marriage, could be your work situation. If you're experiencing anything like we played at the beginning of the show, you probably want to go to therapy and realize that's not healthy at all. But it's way less money than going to traditional therapy, which that's the reason that I like it too. Obviously save some money here. They've got a video, a phone, and even a live chat, chat only therapy session. So if you just want to type to your therapist and not see anybody on the camera, you don't have to do that if you don't want to. And you get matched with your therapist in under 48 hours. So, you know, if there's something you're going through right now, you don't have to wait to get on the schedule. Yeah, I can see you, you know, I can see you in January. You're like, well, I'm going through something right now. So 10% off your first month by going to betterhelp.com/Kramer. It's BETTERHELP.com/Kramer. So when do you throw the towel in, Mom? when do you just...
You know, I mean, the people that are here are the ones that can be here, and we're grateful for them.
Do we quit our goal? I've never like quit a goal before, but yeah. I guess I'm just getting less. I'm getting less and less.
Well, we still have what, 7 days?
We got days. We got a couple days on this. We're running into a weekend though. We're talking about getting new certified fans. We have a goal this month of getting 10 new. We got 4 so far, which is great. Don't get me wrong, but thank you, by the way, to those 4. I don't want to downplay what we've already gotten, but for every September, we try to get 10 new certified fans in honor of my mom's birthday, which is coming up on Tuesday, by the way.
Yeah.
So when you join us, certified fans, it's $6 a month. You get a bunch of show perks back in return. We got a private Facebook page you get to join, which kind of has like the, you know, you get to see all the stuff that's happening behind the scenes. You get discounts on merch. You get bonus mama text. And more than anything, I hope that you just realize it's like, you know, like when you buy the DVD and it comes with extras, it's kind of like that. Like you're just going to get more content and more Certified Mama's Boy. But more than that, like for $6 a month, you're supporting a podcast that, you know, wouldn't be possible without you. So thank you very much for helping us pay some of these bills. When you join, you get a shout out. And by the way, if you do want to join, just text the word fans, F-A-N-S, to 888-Kramer-8. I'm still going to stay positive.
Absolutely.
We can get 6 more people this month. Come on. Y'all, we can do it. I'm talking to you. I'm literally talking to you. I'm talking to you. You.
You've even been freeloading too long. Even though my birthday is the 27th, we're going until the 30th.
No, yeah.
For this whole month. Fans, this whole month.
There's 6 people. I know. Listen, we get thousands of people all over the country. I see the numbers. I see the metrics. So I know there's got to be 6 people that aren't certified fans yet.
We know you're
out
there.
Want to help us. And we'd love it. Text the word fans, F-A-N-S, to 888-Kramer-8. Today, we'll spin the wheel of certified fans. We put everybody's name onto a wheel. And when there's not somebody new, we go back and we dedicate somebody that's been here before. This show is dedicated to certified fan number 211, 211 is Diana Z again.
What's Diana going Z, to we just say?
We just had her not too long ago.
Yeah.
What's up, Diana? How are you?
She must need an extra shout out.
Something tells me that Diana Z could use an extra love today. And I don't know why. I don't know why the wheel picks you, but I feel like sometimes the wheel knows who could use a little extra love. So
yeah.
Diana Z in San Diego. I've told her story before. She was supportive of me from like day one. She's like one of the first people I can remember talking to in San Diego, like one of the earliest people to like latch on. And I was very thankful for her. And she came over to the podcast. Awesome certified fan. Diana Z, hope you're doing well. Miss
yes.
you. And this is your bonus whoop whoop.
Whoop whoop to Diana Z again. And I hope you're having a fantastic day. And if you aren't, maybe this will turn it around.
I hope so. I hope these make you feel good when you hear your name and get a little extra love. All right, Mom. Well, that's going to do it for you today. I guess it's, you know what time it is.
I'll go round him up.
Okay.
Love you forever.
Love you. In case you don't know, we're talking about my dad comes on the show on Friday. This is Jimmy Mack, in case you've never experienced
J-Mac.
This before. What song is this?
Yeah. Let's do it, honey. Come on. Mashed potato, baby. Come on, baby. Oh, I got to do the podcast. You over. See you.
My father. I don't really get a lot of his genes like this, I don't think.
I got to turn it off. Kramer gets
mad. Why did you change? Why did I swear
hello,
to you,
hello,
every time.
Hello, everybody.
Every time you change the song, I got to deal with it now. People, they just want the song. They
this
just
is
want
a great song.
Song.
I'm going to tell you what. I heard this today. And I said, I got to play this all day.
They just want the song. They literally.
Yeah.
They literally, though, just want the song.
You didn't get my genes, did you, Steve?
No,
yeah,
I didn't.
Yeah.
only your worst genes, unfortunately. not these wild, crazy ones.
What a song, Steve! Back to 1960.
Wait, but why are you not playing? Why are you not playing the Jimmy Mack song?
Well,
I feel like that's going to cause issues.
That just hit a spot in my soul, and I said,
"Okay, well,
I'm gonna play it all day, just one day, and just see what the reaction is." Man, what a song!
Here we go. You feel free to blow up the certified fans page. Here it goes. Every time. Where's the song?
They're gonna love it.
You gotta play the song.
They dance with me that song. I guarantee you, nobody's ever heard of that, but that has rhythm, Steve. I know.
I hear that. I hear the rhythm.
I know that's not you, but.
That's you. That is you. Well, what's the drama from the week? What did we miss?
Well, first of all, I'd like to thank you, Steven. I want the whole fan base to hear this. My son finally got my shorts back, and he made it within one day of 2 weeks.
The drama here is, if you don't know this story, I literally somehow in the laundry when I packed my stuff to come back from Georgia, got my dad's shorts. Just plain old basketball shorts, nothing fancy. Like probably could have bought them cheaper than I shipped them to you.
One of my favorites.
And he literally hounded me every day. Hounded me every single day. Where is it? Where's the tracking number? Did you ship it yet? Did you send it? You said, I don't have it yet. I don't have it yet. I don't have it.
And then they get there. If I don't do it, those will never show up.
And Nancy Yancey's the first person, by the way, to tell me the shorts are there. I don't hear from my dad for another day. was it a full day or was it? I don't remember. If it was the same day or the next day. I don't remember. But it was like hours, at least hours to days later. You finally like, oh, by the way, I got the shorts. I'm like, oh, now you don't want to be annoying. Now,
no, I don't want to be annoying anymore.
Are you wearing your shorts now?
I am.
Are they comfortable?
I am. I wore them 2 days.
All right, that's good news then. Anything else we need to know about your week? We heard about the leak.
Oh, you
got
did?
that taken care of. We heard the water company gave you the money back. We're all caught up on that story. So.
That was sort of crazy.
We're not missing anything else.
Well, that money. It's not over yet because did Mother Teresa tell you that was $325 extra?
I believe it. That's what I was saying. It's the worst feeling in the world when you get your water bill and it's like hundreds of dollars more because you know there's an issue, but like, what are you going to do about it? You know, because that happened to me in San Diego. But they, by the way, did not credit me back. They were just like, well, you got to go figure it out. I guess I was like, damn, you know, like,
hey, this is
like $300 more.
This is Jimmy Mack. This is Jimmy Mack. I hope.
Did you have
now,
to complain?
Huh?
Did you have to complain?
No, but what I realized later, once I got through the shock and all the pain and dealing with these plumbers, I thought they're going to get $2,000 out of me. I thought it was going to take. They're going to tear up my whole yard. And the guy walks in, and I said, Did Mother Teresa tell you this?
No.
And I said to those guys, I said, he started walking out in the yard. I said, I hope you've got some other way to find this leak than just look for some water. I've been looking for this thing for 3 days. And we walked around the side of the house. He said, what's this little puddle over here on the side? I said, that's got nothing to do with anything. It's probably the sprinkler. He said, let's check that out. And there it was right there. He fixed it in less than an hour.
How about that, Mr. Yeah, you thought you figured it out. Right? We can't find it. There's no way. There's no way. Well, it's somewhere underground.
It's a long story. I'll tell you later, but it's like it's an extension down to the dock. And I wasn't even thinking that was part of the whole system. And so the issue with the water was after I cooled down about, I got it fixed. She's going to give me some kind of credit. But I remember her saying, just, I'm going to go back 2 months. Well, I said, I'm going to go back and look and see what my, you know, activities being. I looked back 2 months and they were two high ones too. They were over $100 and something both. And I looked further back and 8 months was only $70 each month. I said, wait a minute, she can't now look back just that. So I took my case to her and said, my average is like 90. And you know, and so she went, we went around and around. She said, I'll do it and I'll let you know. So, you know, she called me today. She was nervous. She was nervous. I could tell.
I bet. She knows.
And I wasn't
awake. She probably listens to the podcast and heard the short situation. She's like, this man will never show up.
And she called me and I was just gotten up. So, I'm, you know, the brain's still not working.
Yeah.
You know, really good yet. And she said, okay, Miss Yancey, I credited your account for $325. And I said, oh, thank you. Thank you. Because it sounded like a good amount. Well, I looked back at my numbers and I calculated it should be 328. But my calculation showed that would be an average of something like $93 a month. But when I did her calculation on her, it was like $78 a month. Mine's never been that low.
Oh, well then, hey, don't say anything. It always works out for Jimmy Mac, some way, somehow.
Well, she only charged me $78, you know, for that 1 month. Now, September, she owes me money for September, and she hadn't calculated that yet. So that's enough about this. But remember, I'm Jimmy Mac, okay?
I know. They will not hear the end of it, that's for sure. All right, let's review the news. There's been a lot happening this week, not only the entertainment world, but the news world and everything else. Dude, how much have you been keeping up with this this Adam Levine story? You been watching this at all?
No, the only thing I know about him was back in the day when he was on The Voice. And so I sort of lost contact with him.
Okay. So there's this Instagram model that claims that she put this TikTok video out that she had an affair with Adam Levine. And then she shared DMs allegedly from the singer in which he tells her that she's hot. Also, the DMs that have asking if it'd be okay to name their baby after her. So...
Lower.
She only said she was going to come forward because she shared these DMs with a friend, and the friend was threatening to go to the tabloids and sell them. So instead, she said, "You know what? I want you to be able to do that. So I'm just going to come out with the story anyway." Dad, what do you think? You think Adam Levine's a cheating type?
Boy, I'll tell you what. You guys have it tough in this new world. I mean,
yeah, no. Back in the day, there wasn't much going on.
Back in the day, I don't know how. I mean, there was a telephone. Oh, you know,
I can't imagine. You could just cheat like crazy. How would you prove anything?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, nobody could even find you if you didn't have a telephone number.
Mm-hmm. Everything's in writing now. Everything's documented. Your cell phone knows where you are at all times. There's tracking devices. Like there is, it must be a way hard. I believe it. He doesn't. I mean, he doesn't come across to me as like the faithful husband type. You know, like I wouldn't be shocked by any means. You know, I mean, front man of a rock, a pop group,
right? And
good looking guy.
His net worth is $160 million. I ran a little check on him, so $160 million. So yeah, some girl would love to have a date with him.
Oh yeah, I'm sure there's no issue there. But I don't know. I mean, he's obviously saying I think he had a follow up comment this week saying he was inappropriate, but he didn't cheat on his wife. I think he's only going to admit to like things that come
flirting.
Well, I think whatever is going to be visible is going to be what he's going to admit to. You know, he said, well, maybe I did send a DM, but I was just, that was definitely inappropriate. But that's all you saw, then that's all I'm going to admit to.
I think you're right. Yeah, go that far until you have to go any further. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, obviously, the funeral for Queen Elizabeth was this week. More than 2,000 people were expected to be at the funeral. I think we said this week that somewhere between 4 and 7 billion people watched the event, which is like
I was one
crazy.
Of
This, by the way, was the second. This event was Britain's biggest security challenge since World War II, by the way. And it's the biggest police operation in London's history. Your thoughts, Dad, on the funeral this week?
Unbelievable. It's just unbelievable how they had staged and I doubt they could practice all of that stuff, all those people marching, all those different groups and all the flags up and all this and all that and the music. And it promotes a very good image of the monarchy in London. And so, I guess it was a good investment. Well, I know it's for the right reasons, but they're also, being able to advertise the monarchy, et cetera.
Sure. Yeah, I don't even know. I haven't heard anything about a cost. Have you?
I haven't yet. I'm looking for it.
Let me do a quick Google search. Queen Elizabeth.
Oh, you won't believe. It's got to be.
Funeral cost.
It's got to be in the hundreds of millions. Or 50 million. Maybe 50, 25. 25 million, I'm going to say. I'm going to say 25
million. It looks like it estimated a little. $7.5 million. Does that sound right?
Okay. Well, it sounds a little low to me, but
yeah. Oh wait, security alone. Sorry, security alone is $7.5 million.
I'm saying 25.
I'm just kind of glancing through this this article, trying to figure out let's see. Oh, according to the House of Common Reports, the Queen's mother's funeral had an estimated cost of $954,000 for period.
Nothing.
While security then cost $5 million.
Oh wow!
So I don't know. I don't have it. Just doesn't really happen.
Well, I guess obviously those people don't get paid. You know, all those soldiers and good
that's
Lord,
true.
Rows and rows and rows. But the security was how much? You said seven.
It says about $7 million.
Okay,
security,
that would be the big cost, I guess. So maybe it was less than 20.
New York Times also. Let's see. Well, they're kind of reporting the same thing of the last funeral versus this one. So,
I'll have to work hard to come up with all those numbers, I would think.
Yeah, I'd assume after everything's said and done.
It was beautiful, though. It was unbelievable.
It was nice, right? It was like I said this earlier this week, was like, I was just really, there's something really special about how many people came out to support. Not just to watch all over the world, which is crazy, but people, I mean, the streets were just lined with people, you know?
Yeah. It's a different world. A glimpse of a world with a monarchy and a good one. You know what I mean? I mean, there's been some bad ones, but this was a good one.
I wonder what would happen if Joe Biden, I'm taking current president, like if Joe Biden died, like while in office, like how would we react since we're so crappy right now? Like, I just don't know how.
Well, it'd be tough because we are split. Yeah. You know, we have a political party. Now you're talking about politics. You know, she was able to supposedly stay out of politics, which is unbelievable. Yeah. And that saved her reputation, obviously. You know, she stayed out of it. She didn't talk about it. They would come to her once a week. The Speaker of the House, I mean, the Prime Minister.
Head of Commonwealth, a Prime Minister, yeah.
Yeah, the Prime Minister would come and say, this is what we're going to discuss this week. So that's how they did business there.
Yeah. All right. Well, we got a Georgia story. At the end of every news report, I try to bring one story from Georgia that made national headlines for the week. Because my dad lives in Georgia. We got a lot of Georgia listeners. There's a Georgia woman that ordered a chicken sandwich at KFC. And when she returned to her desk, she found an envelope with $543 inside of her bag. I'm trying to see. Let me see where.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you for my blessings.
This was. That's quite the surprise. Just so we have a location on. Is this story making big news there, though, Dad? Have you
it's
heard the story
not here,
yet?
But I did read upon it. I mean, I haven't seen it on new local at all.
Let me see. This is in Jackson, Georgia. Do you know where Jackson, Georgia is?
I don't really offhand. I'm going to say south, but I don't
Let's
know
see.
That for sure.
Probably Jackson, Georgia. Let's see where that is so everybody gets an idea.
Doesn't ring a bell.
Jackson, Georgia looks like it is... Dun, 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 dun.
South
it's near Locust Grove.
South.
I think south of Atlanta. It's Man, it's kind of hard to tell what it's near. It's not really near anything.
Well,
it's like it's to the east of Griffin and south of McDonough.
All right, down 75. So it's west of 75.
Yeah, it's
probably.
Down 75. It's 75 past McDonough before Forsyth, though. Small in between Forsyth and
a
McDonough.
A small town. Come on, Jackson. Yeah. Very small.
So she she called the police, which I don't know what I would have done. I mean, 543. I mean, I probably would have taken it back. She calls the police, though, and she found out the restaurant's daily deposit had been accidentally placed in her bag.
Oh, boy.
The woman, whose name is Joanne Liver, says that she thought about keeping some of it for a second. She and her husband are facing $2 million in medical bills right now.
Well, that wouldn't help much. So she's got a bigger problem, doesn't she?
Yeah, but she gave it back. So I wish, you know, and these kind of stories, I always like it when the restaurants do something cool.
Yeah.
You know?
They should have set up a GoFundMe, you know, fun.
GoFundMe, yeah.
GoFundMe, excuse me.
Give her something. Give her free chicken. I don't think they gave her anything, though. No. Apparently, the same thing happened to a couple in Tennessee, by the way. I'm kind of reading up on this. 2013, a Tennessee couple is accidentally given thousands of dollars in their McDonald's meal. The bank deposit had been placed inside the McDonald's bag, which, you know, that doesn't seem like the best place to put a deposit. Like, even like you're like, okay, I'll run this to the bank. Maybe not in the bag that looks just like every other customer thing.
Oh, boy.
Mistakenly, this was handed out through the drive-thru window, and a McDonald's employees realized what had happened and followed these people to their house to collect the cash back.
Oh, Lord.
So, hey, you never know.
Well, since you're looking for good stories, last night, at the Braves game, a lady started coming through the turncake gate, and they said, pulled her out and said, "You're our 3 millionth customer today, and we're going to celebrate." And they gave her a shirt with 3 million on the back and took her down to the field, introduced her to the whole 42,000 fans, took her up to the announcer's booth where she made a complete fool of herself, but she was having a blast.
That's fun.
Chick-fil-A gave her a year's worth of food.
Well, wow. That's a good story.
Yeah.
Are the Braves done yet? Is the season over?
No, but we're down to fingernail biting time. We're one game out of the division with only, I'm going to say roughly 13 games left. And we play the team that's ahead three games in Atlanta in 2 weeks.
Well, there you go. All right. Well, that's
how's,
gonna do
how's
it for this
Baltimore
week,
doing?
Oh, not good. Right. I don't even know where we're starting.
Let's move on.
It's not good though. We got the Ravens though. They lost, but you know, that's what everybody's excited about right
now. They're going to win. Good team.
We've kind of moved our attention now. So, all right, Dad, that's going to do it for this week. I love you. Have a good weekend.
Love you, son.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And just like that, the week's over. That's it. That's all we got for you. Thank you so much for being a part of the show. If you love it, you want to support it more, we'd love to take your support. We'd love to receive your love and your support by texting fans to 888-Kramer-8. All right. I love you. And we'll do it again on Monday.
Okay. That's it for today. Thanks for listening to my son's podcast, Certified Mama's Boy. Be sure to review and subscribe and tell your friends. Love you forever.